833-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Yeah, that's not the commercial you want, Randy, to go when you're when it's noon and you're hungry and you really didn't eat a whole lot of breakfast, and I didn't really eat dinner last night either. It's Cut Steakhouse, a great place to go. Was there,
yes.
Oh gosh, probably a couple months ago with some friends celebrating, and I'll tell you what, absolutely amazing steaks, great wine selection, just tremendous food. You need to check that out. Jerry Powell and his staff just do a great job. And one of those, we don't have a lot of fine dining restaurants in the Turlock, Modesto area, but it is a great place to eat. Yeah. So we encourage you to check that out.
I've been there a couple times, and we've enjoyed it tremendously. And the people there are great, just great service.
You know, I think the other thing, too, steakhouse, I don't want to spend that kind of money. They have great burgers that are very, very reasonable. Not much more than you'd spend to go to one of the local fast food joints, and 10 times better. Justin Birch will lead it off against Geis, and the first pitch from the tall right-hander misses outside, ball one. Birch, happy to see Girola out of the game. He went 0-for-2 with a couple of punch-outs. As Brooks all of a sudden realized, oh, different guy than I thought. He ran about 30 yards from one side of the center field to the other. He was swung way over to left center. He had to run over to right center field. As Birch swings and misses a hard fastball, and it's 1-1. Top of the order, Manzardo waiting on deck. Where's lead 7-5. Breaking ball hit high in the air left field, but not very deep. Solis comes in now towards the line. He will reach up and make the catch for out number one. It'd be nice to see Geis kind of settle in and have a little bit stronger
inning. Good start. I was watching his warm-ups. He was actually throwing some pretty good strikes.
Well, you got to think, a guy who started his career about as good as you could start a career.
Right.
And then everything kind of just went sideways. He didn't pitch much last year. Coaching staff lost confidence in him. You got to get back and get out. Now you want to impress a new coaching staff who shows faith in you. You know, just a little butterflies. We forget that a lot of these guys, this is a new experience, right. A new situation, and you're trying to impress.
Yeah.
First pitch to Manzardo, misses outside, ball one. Both of these lineups, very experienced, veteran. They've been there, done there, seen it all. These pitchers, it's a lot of new guys in new circumstances. Fastball poured in there for a strike, 1-1. Right-hander getting loose down in the Central Washington bullpen.
So, Geis is from where?
I'll tell you to say it. Braden Zadow getting loose down in the Central Washington bullpen. Breaking ball, down and in, 2-1. I believe Geis is from Southern California.
Yeah, not too far from home, but it's a new environment for him, so makes it tough.
Geis, he throws exclusively from the stretch. 2-1 pitch is hit off the end of the bat to third. Tough play by Perez. Backhands it. Long throw. Got him! Oh, what a play by Flavio Perez.
Wow.
To get the speedy Manzardo.
Yeah.
Perez ended up.
Off his
momentum
foot.
Took him all the way to the Warrior dugout. And that is a web gym for sure. And our web gems this year again brought to you by Fitzpatrick Dealership Group. But a great play by Flavio Perez to rob Manzardo of a base hit. And now Varner Jr. will bat, and the other advantage is, first pitch to Varner Jr. is taken high, ball one. He does not represent the tying run.
No, that's right.
It's huge. Varner Jr. had a tough day. He so happy to see Girola out of the game. He faced Girola 3 times and struck out 3 times. One oh pitch, fastball swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Murphy, 1-1.
A hitter like him, I'm so surprised he struck out 3 times, but. I mean, they pitched him well, though. They knew.
You know what? You got a
pitched him well.
You got a lefty as a left-hand hitter. You don't see a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes an adjustment. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball swung on and missed. He broke Varner Jr. down, and Geis out in front, 1-2. Geis originally from San Pedro High School down in San Pedro, near the coast in Southern California. 1-2, the count. And a fastball. That time, Geis overthrew it, and he spiked it into the dirt, and it's 2-2. And, you know, Randy, just so much tragedy down there in Southern California this month with the fires and all that has transpired. Our hearts, thoughts, and prayers just go out to so many families that have just been completely displaced.
Yes.
You can't even begin to understand that. 2-2 pitches, and on one high chop to Perez at third. He's got it. He'll sling it across the diamond. and a nice clean bounce back 1-2-3 inning for Zach Geis. Nothing doing for the Wildcats here in the seventh. We have reached the seventh inning stretch here in game one of the doubleheader. It's the Warriors 7, Central Washington 5.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and I want to thank all of our sponsors, including Recovery Lab. I was there on Friday after work before I came here. A little Normatec, those,
is it nice?
Those sleeves. I mean, oh, it's great, man. I'm there every Friday afternoon, Randy.
Is it a massage thing?
Or what? Well, it's a combination. So there's the Normatec, the sleeves, the compression sleeves.
Yeah.
They have the Mark Pro, the pulsation, you know, kind of helps you if you got a tightness in your back. As for Perez swings, and it's a high chopper foul, strike one. They have the cryotherapy chamber where you go in for 3 minutes at about negative 200 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's fun. I love that. And then the sauna, which is the infrared. So it's not the steamy sauna. It's that hot kind of gets to your core. Perez swings at a high fastball and fouls it back to the screen. He's behind in the count 0-2.
They say sauna is pretty good for you.
It is so good for you.
And everything.
Oh, it is. For your heart rate, it's almost equivalent to about a 30-minute hard workout. What it does for your body and just really getting the sweat and the toxins out. Absolutely. It's great. I'm there every Friday afternoon.
Wow.
Fastball misses high, 1-2. Yeah, unfortunately, I run my own business, so we close at 1 o'clock on Fridays.
Oh, nice.
Breaking ball misses outside, 2-2. My staff greatly appreciates that. And then I head over there and take care of myself physically before I either head to the weekend or, well, basically for the next 2 months, head here. 2-2 pitch to Perez is a changeup, misses up and away, and the count goes full, 3-2. And Susie Delgado and her staff, they've gotten very involved here with helping out the athletic program at Stanislaus. Just great people. It's just such a great feeling, too. Just becomes almost like a family environment. Just a really fun thing. 3-2 pitch to Perez is in high and deep to left. And that one is gone. On to Christofferson Avenue. Fabio Perez with a big fly. And it's 8-5 Warriors.
Well, Fabio was due for that home run. I've been looking for it all day.
Boy, that was a bomb. Lead, the left fielder, who was playing about three steps from the wall, just turned around and watched it go. It almost caught a car heading down Christofferson Avenue.
I think it's heading west right now.
Oh, my goodness, that was hit along. That's one of the longest home runs I've seen hit in a long time. Van Dyke is the batter, and he takes a slow breaking ball for a strike. For Flavio's first home run of the year, he's now got two hits today.
And some added insurance.
And it's now 8-5. Van Dyke's going to drive one to right field, hit pretty well. Going back is blank, but he'll get there. He'll square up a couple steps in front of the track, and he'll secure it for out number one. Van Dyke hit that hard. That's the first time he's been retired tonight. He was 2-for-2 with the sacrifice. And Robert Valdivia, who had all the nightmares of this weekend go away his last at bat, is after a Bermuda Triangle double off the bat of Van Dyke. Valdivia hit one out to left just over the leaping outstretched glove of the left fielder Ben Lead for a two-run homer. His lone hit of the weekend, but it was a big one. Valdivia takes a pitch a little high. 2-0. We said Flavio was good against left-handers.
And he was against it. Very good.
Valdivia last year hit .300 against left-handed pitching. He takes a strike. It is actually now 1-2. The scoreboard was wrong. 1-2 the count to Valdivia. I saw Robert at a Angels game earlier this year.
Oh, you're kidding.
I was down in Southern California with my daughter, and Robert's going to hit one up the middle, but it'll be to Manzardo, who gets it on a short hop. He will throw out Valdivia, and there's two away. Yeah, I went down there.
That's ironic.
Was down there mid-August visiting our youngest daughter who works and lives down in the Laguna Beach area. And so I took her and her boyfriend's birthday present. We went and had real great seats sat right behind the dugout at Angel Stadium against the Braves. And we're walking out, and there's Robert walking out with his girlfriend. I was like, oh, my goodness, Robert, hey. I think he was more shocked than I was. Like, wait a minute. That's not a voice I'm supposed to hear down here. 0-1, the count to Jackson Brooks. Brooks getting an opportunity to bat against a left-handed pitcher. He takes the pitch high, 1-1. Brooks today is 1-for-2. He had a two-run double in the second, struck out in the fourth, and walked in the fifth. Brooks is going to line one into center field for a base hit. Jackson Brooks with a two-hit day.
He just stuck his bat out there.
He stayed inside just against the left-hander.
Right there, yep.
So speed on the bases with two outs for Ryan Leonasio. Leonasio is 1-for-3. He's singled. He's also fouled out and been thrown out on a bunt attempt. Leonasio on the air, 3-for-11.
And hits well against lefties, correct?
Yes, he does. Yep. Hit 350 last year against left-handed pitching. Breaking ball taken for a
nice
strike.
Nice breaking ball. Well, that thing broke a lot.
Warriors who've added an insurance run here in the bottom of the seventh. They lead 8-5. Trying to get that first win of the year. Brooks goes, got a great jump, pitches inside, and he's got no chance to throw him out. Brooks has got the base stolen easily on a pitch that was called a ball, and it's 1-1. Well, that's what you do with left-handers. Anderson, not real quick to the plate. And if you guess right, I'm surprised Hinkle even threw it.
Yeah.
So now a runner in scoring position for Leonasio, an opportunity for another big two-out RBI for Stanislaus. Huge hole on the right side for Ryan. That changeup hangs inside, 2-1. Top of the order, and Alex Solis waits on deck. Big hole in right center field as the center fielder Bleddy is swung way around towards left center. And Leonasio waited and waited and waited, and then the pitch just disappeared.
Yes.
And he swings and misses for strike two.
That's a tough pitch to hit.
He was trying to hit the ball to right center.
He was trying to go that way, but
he
waited.
He still couldn't wait long enough.
It's crazy.
And then the ball just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. Ball's floating up there.
2-2, the count to Leonasio. Burks goes, and Leonasio's going to chop one foul off the Warrior dugout. And we'll stay at 2-2. Boy, Brooks had another massive jump.
Yeah, he had been safe by a mile.
If you're going to do that with two outs, you better make it.
Exactly.
Or you might as well just keep going and grab your stuff.
You're in scoring position. You got a guy hitting here, so you got to make sure you have it. Yeah.
Especially a guy who's got great career numbers against left-handed pitching. 2-2 the count to Leonasio. Pitch is hit into center field. Coming in as the center fielder, Bleddy's not going to be able to get it. Rounding third is Brooks. He's going to score another two-out run-scoring hit by the Warriors. This time it's Leonasio, and it's 9-5. And the stolen base huge by Brooks. For Leonasio, that's his second RBI of the year. And the two-out hits just keep on a-coming.
Yeah, Leonasio keeping his, the left-handed hitter streak.
He stayed inside that time.
Pitchers.
And he waited, and that time the ball didn't tail. It kind of hung out over the plate, and Ryan put a good swing on it and hit it right back where it came from. So now Solis will hit. He is 0-for-4. And the first pitch misses up and away, ball one. Solis off to a slow start, 1-for-12 on the young season. Solis trying to become the all-time Division II leader in doubles this year for the Warriors. And the wild pitch goes all the way to the backstop, and Leonasio goes to second for Stanislaus. Not for Stanislaus. He is two doubles away from tying it. Three from taking the lead is, in the D2 era, the most doubles in Stan State history. So wild pitch puts another runner in scoring position and another opportunity for a Warrior hitter to get a two-out base hit and get another run. Big hole on the right side is Manzardo trying to keep Leonesio close at second base. Solis takes a changeup for a strike, 2-1. Danny Murphy waits on deck. Where's lead? 9-5. Two runs here in the bottom of the seventh. The big run, a blast off the bat of Flavio Perez. Solis going to line one into left field, coming in his lead. He's going to dive, and he is going to make the catch to retire the side. Nice play by Lee, who had to come in and make a dive, and he robs Solis of a base hit and an RBI. But the Warriors do pick up a couple of runs on three hits. The big hit, the homer by Perez. We're going to head to inning number 8. It's Stanislaus 9, Central Washington 5.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Tenere High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
Top of the eighth inning, and Zach Geis now been given a 4-run cushion, the same amount of cushion he got when he came into the game, and he'll face the same three guys he faced in his first inning of work. It'll be Blank, Ponce, and Lead. And there'll be some, I'm sure, some activity in the Stanislaus bullpen, and right-hander playing catch down in the Central Washington pen. It probably is the same guy as it was before, Braden Zadeau.
So Geis only had that one bad inning, and then he's come back the last couple.
Yeah, and bad inning
done
meaning
very well.
He got hit a little bit, yeah, but he didn't walk a bunch of guys. No. And that was his problem at Dominguez. He just couldn't throw strikes all of a sudden.
Well, he's been pretty impressive the last couple innings here.
So he'll face Blank, who is a perfect 3-for-3, three infield singles. He has scored a couple of runs, and he will get it started here against Geis. 9 runs, 14 hits, an error for Stanislaus. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Central Washington.
Yeah. They've had a day. They've made up for that, both those games.
Where he's trying to get a win, and they can hold on. It'll be Kenny Leonesio's 500th victory of his career.
Wow.
First pitch to Blank is hit off the end of the bat on one big hop to Perez. He's got it. He'll throw out Blank, and one pitch, one out, and that is exactly what you want to see after your team gives you 2 insurance runs. One away, and Brandon Ponce will be the batter. Ponce has yet to be retired today. He has hit 2 booming home runs, and he has also doubled. He has scored 3 times. He has knocked in 3 runs. When you bring in a big power hitter from a Division I college like Washington State, this is what you expect.
Yeah, you should have this.
First pitch, breaking ball, misses outside, 1. Guy's trying to give the Warriors 3 innings of relief. He's given up a couple of runs in his 2 1/3 innings thus far. Breaking ball, misses outside, 2-0. Well, as good as Ponce has been, you don't want to walk him.
You don't want him
hit the ball.
But he's pitching him carefully right now, so he needs to come down with a one right down the middle.
And he can't hit a 4-run homer with nobody on base.
Exactly.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, and it is gone over the scoreboard onto Christofferson Avenue. The 3rd home run of the day for Ponce, and it's 9-6.
This guy's impressive.
And I'll tell you what, if I'm Coach Leonesio, you don't want to see a kid hit a home run off your pitcher, but I'll take that over a walk, and then everything starts getting weird.
Yeah, exactly.
So a home run by Ponce, his 3rd home run, his 4th RBI. He is a perfect 4-for-4, and it's 9-6. That's why those 2 big 2-out runs were huge for Stanislaus in the bottom of the 7th. And now Ben Liddle bat. He'd had an RBI double his last time up, and he robbed Solis of a base hit and an RBI to end the bottom of the 7th inning. Pitch number 40 thrown here by Geis.
A
Breaking ball outside, 2-0. And you got to get in the strike zone here. Lead is 1-for-3. He's also grounded out twice. Updates around the CCAAs. They've gotten going down in San Marcos. San Marcos trying to sweep the four-game series from St. Martin's, and they lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did not, and it's 3-0. And now I think Warriors want to see the bullpen get a little active. Greased up in a hurry.
Yeah.
As Geis, after he got blank on one pitch, surrendered the booming home run to Ponce, and he's fallen behind 3-0 to lead.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that home run affected him or not. He got a little shook.
Well, that'll shake you if a guy hits one over the scoreboard onto the street.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a little unnerving.
Yeah, that's right. Something you don't want to call mom home about.
No, I don't even want to tell her about that one. Hey, I guess if you're going to give him up, not a cheapie.
No.
3-0 the count to lead. Guy's got to get in the strike zone here. Still got a 3-run lead. And he pours a fastball in there for a strike, 3-1. They're just about to get underway in Monterey. Cal State, Monterey Bay, and Western Oregon. Otters have won 2 of the first 3 games against their visitors from Oregon. Pitch is chopped on one, big hop to Perez. He's got it. Third baseman will throw it across the diamond, and there are 2 away. So nice comeback that time by Geis after falling behind 3-0. 2 away, and Andrew Sharp will be the batter. Sharp today is 0-for-1. He's been hit by a pitch. He struck out and hit a sacrifice fly. East Bay and Montana State Billings finally getting the second game of that series started. They got completely washed out yesterday. 2-0 Billings in the top of the third. Fastball misses outside. Ball one.
That ball game's being played where now?
In Hayward.
In Hayward, yeah.
I was talking to Brett Tate yesterday. I said, Cal State East Bay. He goes, what? You mean Hayward State? I said, well, yeah, it used to be Hayward State, but they changed it now. Mm-hmm. Hayward State's a whole lot easier to say than Cal State East Bay, I'll be honest with you. 1-0 pitch to Sharp is a high fastball off the glove of Murphy, and it's 2-0. Obviously, nobody consulted the broadcasters when they made that change. Warriors lead 9-6 here, top of the eighth inning. 2 outs, nobody on. 2-0, the count to Sharp. Pitch to Geis is on the outside corner. Sharp not in agreement. It's 2-1.
It did look a little outside, but, you know, it's close.
He's trying to get the Warriors in the dugout. Still with a 3-run lead. Pitch is swung on and chopped foul at the plate, and it's 2-2. Boy, it's just a really nice day. The sun trying so hard to pop through, but just can't break through the cloud cover.
Yeah, the wind's died down a little bit.
2-2, the count to Sharp. Pitch is a changeup that dips a little low, and it's 3-2. Now you got to come into the strike zone, make Sharp swing the bat.
Yep.
Do not want to start walking people with a 3-run lead late in the ballgame. Geis from the stretch. 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed strike 3, and Geis gets through the eighth, but not before Central Washington picks up a run on the mammoth home run by Ponce. They don't leave anybody on. We're going to head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Warriors lead the Wildcats 9-6.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Well, back here at Warrior Baseball Field, a new pitcher for the Wildcats appears to be right-hander Braden Zadeau. Zadeau, a 5'11", 210-pound junior right-hander from Auburn, Washington, transferred from Treasure Valley Community College. Zadeau, 1-1 last year in 17 appearances, 16 in relief with a 6.59 ERA. In 27 to third innings, he struck out 20. He walked 14, and opponents hit 250 against him. His job is trying to keep this no worse than a three-run deficit for the Wildcats. He'll face Murphy, Madrigal, and Navarrete. We can close the book on Drake Anderson. He goes two innings. He gives up four hits, two runs, both of them earned. He walked one. He did not walk anybody, and he threw a wild pitch. Jared Sawyer getting loose down in the Stanislaus bullpen. It appears that he will come in and pitch the ninth inning. First pitch to Murphy, misses up and away, ball one. Murphy today is 1-for-3. He has struck out, singled, and scored. Takes a strike, 1-1. Been hit by a pitch, and then he flew out to right field his last time up. So Murphy, 3-for-7 on the young season. Swings at a slow breaking ball and doesn't get it, and he's behind in the count 1-2. And we're interested to see here if Coach Leonesio lets Murph go back behind the dish for game two, or whether we see Goldman again, who played well, had a base hit yesterday. Fastball misses outside.
Well, he may give him a rest. I mean, playing in a game, in an inning game.
It's early in the year.
It's tough.
Because more than likely, you've got to figure he's going to play 2.5 to 3 games a weekend
right
through the conference schedule. Murphy swings and pops one up, middle of the diamond, shortstop Birch to the left side of second base, makes the catch, and there's one away. And J.D. Madrigal, the batter. Madrigal, 2-for-4 today. He is 7-for-15 in this series with two home runs, 4 RBIs, and he's hit the ball hard almost every time up.
Well, they need some more insurance runs there. It's important.
Feel a little better if there was another run or two, huh?
I would feel better.
Randy's seen too many Sunday wild endings.
I've seen some big scoring games and some wild ones. Yep.
First pitch to Madrigal, misses high, ball one. Sorry, now it looks like he's just kind of watching as Madrigal chops one foul at the plate, 1-1. Again, talking to Coach Leonesio before the game, they're still trying to figure out everybody's role. We kind of know who the four starters are to at least begin the year. Patrick Sweeney will get the ball to begin game two. But what roles are these different relievers going to play? Madrigal swings and pops one foul out of play. And Geis, though he gave up some hits and some runs, he didn't walk people. And that's a big key. The other stuff you can kind of figure out a little bit, but if you come in and throw strikes, you get a little longer leash.
Yeah. Has Geis been a starter in the past?
He was a starter for Dominguez.
Dominguez Hills, yeah.
Madrigal swings and fouls one back to the screen. That one had a little hang time to it. And JD, love to see that again as he just missed it. He fouled it back to the backstop.
As a coach, I don't think I'd be afraid to start Geis and put him in the starting position.
If you needed a start in case somebody else was struggling.
Exactly.
Or needed a weekend off.
Right.
1-2 pitch, that breaking ball hangs up high, 2-2. And I think what the Warriors are looking for is last year, there was very little depth.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't Valentine or maybe two other guys or Bertoncini, it could be a rough day. This now, you're starting to see a lot more depth pitching. Madrigal's going to swing and pop one foul right side. Sharp going to go take a look, but he's going to run out of room as it lands just beyond the bleachers off the first base side. Madrigal in a battle here with Zadeau. Well, again, lead, he could shake hands with Sawyer. He is so deep in left field. Again, Madrigal's going to foul off another breaking pitch. Stays at 2-2. I mean, he and Sawyer could have a chat, and they wouldn't have to, like, raise their voice at all.
No.
He is no more than one step from the warning track in left field. Center fielder Bledy swung around towards left center, blank straight away, and then it'll be a shot into center field coming in as Bledy. He will get there, and he will make the catch for out number two. Madrigal hit it solid, but hit it right at the center fielder. Two away, and Art Navarrete Jr. will be the batter. Navarrete is 2-for-4, singled and scored in the second, singled in a run and scored in the third, and since then he has struck out twice. So he is 2-for-4. He is 5-for-14 on the young season with 3 RBIs. First pitch taken outside, ball one.
I think he looked good against the fastball. I mean, he hit the fastball really well. It was against the soft off-speed pitches he was fooled.
Yeah, against the left-hander Anderson, yes. He's not a great at bat.
No.
Navarrete holds up on a pitch that misses outside, and it's 2-0. 9-6 Stanislaus, bottom of the eighth. Or he's trying to get their first win of the season. Navarrete's going to pop one up. Foul territory. Third baseman Ponce is going to do the dance with Coach McNeil, yeah. And he'll make the catch, and the side is retired. So an easy 1-2-3 inning for Zadeau. Nothing doing for the Warriors in the eighth. We're going to head to the ninth. Geist back out there to try to close it out. The Warriors lead the Wildcats 9-6.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
And we thought we might see Sawyer to close it out, but Zach Geist getting an opportunity to get a four-inning save if he can get the three outs here, and the Warriors maintain the lead. He'll face the bottom third of the order. It'll be Bleddy, Hinkle, and Birch. We may see a possible pinch hitter for Birch in the bottom or the top of the ninth inning, depending on how this shakes out. Bleddy is 1-for-3. He has struck out, singled, and flied to center. And same defensive changes. Jacob Baker is coming to the game. He is now in center field, and Jackson Brooks has moved over to left. Solis out of the game. So Baker will be in the leadoff spot, but Warriors hoping that does not come into play. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Sawyer's still getting loose down in the pen. Don't think Coach Leonesio is going to let this get too interesting. Geist now throwing 50 pitches. Fastball misses off the plate wide, and it's 2-0.
I think he'll pull pretty quick.
Basically, you get to go until somebody gets on base.
Exactly, and that may be the case right now. We'll see.
Bleddy, right-handed hitter. We said D1 bounce back from UOP in his second year with the Wildcats. Swings and hits one foul past Coach Story. Old Desi's been out here for 33 years, still can move a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. We've talked about if the Warriors can hang on here, it'll be Coach Leonesio's 500th victory. Coach Story has 500 conference victories. He has won over 700 games in his career.
Yeah.
2-1 pitch misses high, and it's 3-1. That time was a little bit of an overthrow that time by the junior right-hander.
He's just got to calm down now, reach back, and throw a strike.
And the ninth inning is different.
Yeah, he's got a little stress on him right now.
3-1 the count to Bleddy. 3-1 pitch is swung and pop foul. Back behind the Golden Valley Health Center broadcast booth, and the count is full, 3-2.
That may have been ball four.
But, yeah, it might have been.
May have been, but the guy helped us out a little bit.
So the count is full, 3-2. Bleddy leading off the top of the ninth. The Warriors lead 9-6. And to get their first win of the year. 3-2 pitch is lined foul down the third baseline. Brooks went over to pick it up, and then he thought, nah.
No, I'm not going
to
do it.
And it's only about 2 feet from the left field foul line. So one of the
too much effort.
one of the pitchers has to go run down. One of the relief pitchers has to go run down and pick it up. 3-2 pitches grounded past the diving Perez down the left field line. And now the guy who had to pick up the foul ball has got to get out of the way. Brooks has to hustle over, and he will pick it up. And into second with a leadoff double is Bledy. He just turned on that inside fastball and ripped it, and that'll do it for Zach Geis. This call to the pen brought to you by Crivelli Insurance. Jared Sawyer going to come in and try to close this out. 9-6 Stanislaus, top of the ninth inning. We'll be back with more Warrior Baseball right after this.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Well, save opportunity here for Jared Sawyer. He'll come into the game in the ninth inning with a runner at second and nobody out. The Warriors leading 9-6. For Sawyer, the transfer from Fullerton College. Last year at Fullerton, he was 2-0 with a save and a 3.12 ERA and 17 relief appearances. He allowed 29 hits, 11 walks, and he struck out 28 in 34 and two-thirds innings. And his job here is try and get three outs. He'll face Hinkle. Looks like we'll have a pinch hitter and Manzardo. And you just want to stay away from Baba Barner Jr. You do not want to see him come up in this ball game. So Sawyer, get an opportunity. The right-hander grew up in Tracy, went to Kimball High School, one of the new high schools. Mm-hmm. Sawyer listed at 5'10", 190-pounder. And so Hinkle will bat. The Wildcat catcher today, 0-3, 1-8 in the series. He will bat with a runner in scoring position and nobody out.
You got an open base. You want to get this guy.
Yeah, three-run lead. You don't want to be. You want to go right at Hinkle.
Yes.
You're not worried about the runner at second at all.
No, not going to matter at all.
Right-hander Sawyer. First pitch fastball misses high and wide. Ball one. And more action down in the Stanislaus pen. Another right-hander getting loose. That is Jace Eberhardt. We're trying to find a way to get a win here. Fastball misses high, 2-0. And Sawyer, a little geeked up in his first outing as a Warrior, got to finish down, get the ball down. And I always tell the guy, misses high.
He's falling, not falling through. Doesn't look like he's just kind of stopping. Yeah, finishing high up here.
There's a fastball, and that is ripped down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball and into the corner. Round and third, and scoring is Bledy. Into second with an RBI double is Hinkle, and it's now 9-7. Mm-hmm. We'll have a pinch hitter for the Wildcats. It'll be number 24, Nate Nadeau. And now all of a sudden, this game's getting interesting.
Yep. They're back in it.
Excuse me, Nadeau, not Nadeau. Nadeau will bat. Left-handed hitter. First pitch is ripped to right field. That is going to be down the line. That is going to be a base hit. Rounding first and heading to second is Nadeau. Scoring is Hinkle, and three consecutive doubles by the Wildcats, and now it's a 9-8 game, and the tying run is at second base with nobody out. We'll have a pinch runner for Nadeau. It will be Jake Felton. Well, the Wildcats not wasting any time here.
They haven't been intimidated, that's for sure.
They're swinging the bats. Where's the throwing strikes, but they're hitting hard. Now Manzardo, the leadoff hitter with the tying run at second and nobody out. And Sawyer has been no mystery. Fastball misses outside. Ball one. Manzardo squared to bunt and pulled the bat back. Manzardo today is 1-for-4. His last time up, he was robbed of extra bases by Perez.
Shelberg
now getting loose in the Stanislaus pen. Bunt is up the third baseline, but it is going to roll foul. And it's 1-1.
They want to get that, get him back into third base so he can get scoring position. Jake, fly ball or whatever.
Jake Felton now the runner at second base. Good speed. The Warriors had a 3-run lead entering this inning. 3 consecutive doubles from the bottom third of the order, and it's 9-8. And the Wildcats are looking to tie it or get more. Bunt up in front of the plate. Murphy's got it. He's going to go to third. The throw is not going to be nearly in time. Everybody's going to be safe. Murphy made a mistake trying to do too much there. And now the Wildcats are in business with runners at the corners and nobody out. And here comes the thump. It'll be a fielder's choice sacrifice. No at bat for Manzardo. And we're going to have a call to the pen. This call to the pen brought to you by Crivelli Insurance. 9-8 Stanislaus and the Wildcats in business. Runners at the corners, nobody out. We'll be back with more Warrior Baseball right after this.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Well, Noah Shelberg going to come in and try to get out of a mess. First and third, nobody out, 2 runs in, 9-8 Stanislaus, but that lead is precarious at best. Felton will be the runner at third, Manzardo the runner at first, and Baba Varner Jr., who has been a thorn in the side for the Warriors this weekend, will come to the plate.
And he's just dynamite in these situations, yeah, too.
And he is 0-for-4 today.
Yeah, he's due.
After hitting a couple of home runs here yesterday and getting 4 hits. And so he will bat with runners at the corners, and now we'll see how active Coach Story wants to be with the runners at the corners. But I'm thinking you got to let this guy hit. For Shelberg,
no doubt.
He was the losing pitcher here in game one. He came in the 13th inning yesterday. And he gave up a run on a couple of hits, threw the ball fine. Just had a couple of strikeouts, didn't walk anybody. Sharp doubled off of him.
Yeah, I think you give this guy a chance to hit first before you take off.
So runners at the corners, nobody out. First pitch from Shelberg is a breaking ball that misses outside. Ball one. Shelberg, the senior from Oakdale, had a great sophomore year in 23. His freshman and junior years, not so much. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike, but he does have strikeout stuff.
Yeah, he throws well. It pops the glove great.
Warriors, even with the bags at the corners, well, I mean, of course, Navarrete holding on Manzardo, middle infield playing double play depth. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Outfield straight away and deep. Best arm is Madrigal in right. And now Shelberg's got 2 chances to pitch for the strikeout.
Nothing good here.
1-2 the count.
There you
pitch
go.
Down, 2-2.
Not a bad pitch.
Two runs in, 9-8 Stanislaus, where he's looked to be cruising to a first victory of the year. Now all of a sudden it's gotten weird. 2-2 pitch is swung in and fouled back to the screen. Barner a little late on that inside fastball. Tied him up. Shelberg from the stretch. Runners take their leads from the corners. 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball, and Varner Jr. with an emergency swing somehow got a piece of that just to stay alive.
Just made contact.
Yeah.
That was an emergency swing of all emergency swings.
Took it right out of the glove of the catcher.
We'll do it again at 2-2. Pitch is swung in and fouled back, and that was a better cut by Varner Jr. Had a little more balance in that swing. And Central Washington, who, other than the home run ball, had been quiet offensively, exploding here in the ninth. Breaking ball hit slowly up the third base side. Perez has got it. He's going to barehand it. He's going to throw. It's not going to be in time as Navarrete Jr. can't hold it. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. We'll see what they call there. Yeah, was not an easy play by Perez. They're going to give him an infield single, yeah, and it loads the bases with nobody out for blank. Boy, that was exactly what the Warriors would have loved.
Yes.
Get the runner out and the run not score, but instead, just ball wasn't hit hard enough, and Bobby Barner Jr. with good speed out of the box beat it out. Now, blank will bat, first pitch slider taken for a strike. Felton at third, Manzardo at second, Barner Jr. at first. Lots of speed on the bases. Blank, who is 3-for-4, 3 infield singles, and he's grounded to third. Breaking ball hangs up high, 1-1. Ball hit to either Perez or Navarrete Jr. They're going to try to go home first double play.
Yeah.
Anything in up the middle, Valdivia and Leonasio try to turn a more traditional double play and give up the run. 1-1 pitch, that breaking ball hangs up again, and it's 2-1. Shelberg, not a lot of commitment to that pitch. Kind of stood straight up on that, didn't finish that at all.
Right.
Warriors lead 9-8. Bases loaded for Central Washington, nobody out. Fastball misses, and it's 3-1, and now Shelberg's going to have to come in. Three one pitch, swung on and pop foul, left side out of play, and the count is full, 3-2. Well, one thing you say about this series, they haven't been boring, the games. No. Tightly contested every single one of them. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and hits softly to Perez. He's got it. He'll go to second, and a nice pick by Leonasio to get the force at second, scoring as Felton to tie the game at 9, but that was almost disaster. Perez had to go way to his left. He thought about going home. He couldn't. His momentum was taking him to second, so at the last second, he pirouetted and threw a one-hopper that Leonasio picked, and they're going to walk Ponce. This is how good Ponce has been today. They're walking Ponce to face the preseason All-American. So an intentional walk loads the bases. That'll be an RBI fielder's choice for blank. And they'll load the bases again for lead. Again, the middle infield playing back for the double play. First pitch breaking ball hangs inside, ball one. Nine-nine game, bases loaded, one out. Shelberg swing, pitches, and lead swings and fouls it back to the screen. 1-1.
Boy, you let Ponce hit, you might have that fourth home run. That would
be guy's
disastrous.
Hit three.
The guy is amazing.
At some point, you just got to say enough's enough.
Yeah.
But lead is no slouch. He had an RBI double earlier. He's going to hit one up the middle. Could be two. Valdivia's got it. He'll go to second for one. The throw to first. Not in time. Robert Estep called lead safe. The run scores, and it's 10-9 Central Washington, and Coach Leonesio cannot believe it. Navarrete just kind of walking with his shoulders slumped. And again, we do not have the replay system working, so we cannot see what happened there. And Coach Leonesio is frustrated. And Robert Estep, who has been involved in multiple questionable calls this weekend, and Coach Leonesio feeling a little snake bit. And Kenny is not one who gets exercised very often. So it'll be an RBI ground out by lead on force out at Ponce at second. The fourth run of the inning scores, and it's 10-9 Central Washington. That looked like that had the chance to be an inning-ending double play.
Yes. And it looked like he got him by a half a step down there. That's what I saw.
And now it'll be Sharp to bat. He will be the ninth man to bat in the inning. Well, give Shelberg credit. He's come in and done the job. He's gotten the ground balls.
Yeah, he has.
Just not hit hard enough to get out of the innings. Fastball taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. For the Warriors in the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be Perez, Van Dyke, and Valdivia. Shelberg trying to get the Warriors in the dugout, no worse than down one. Pitch is hit slowly to second. Leonesio's got it. He'll throw out Sharp to end the inning, but not before the Wildcats pick up four runs on four hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're going to head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Central Washington 10, Stanislaus.